Billy Bennett, register of the LYIT. We're here in Sligo in the aftermath of victory in the quarterfinal of the Sigerson Cup. Listen, fantastic crowd down today. We watched the LYIT put in a stunning and super performance to progress through to the last four of the Sigerson. This is huge for the college, so it is.
Yeah, absolutely superb performance from the boys today. I mean, the first half in particular was massive. All the hard work went in the first half. But it's a massive result for LYIT. It's our first year playing Sigerson. Last week, they put in the highest winning margin of a Sigerson debut team, which was brilliant. And today to get through against what would have been rivals for us in terms of players and local rivalries in Sligo, even though Sligo have been playing Sigerson for quite a few years, it's a huge result for us.
Yeah.
Brilliant for all the guys involved, and for the leadership of Michael Murphy has been just fantastic.
Because this is something that the school, the college has been building on over the last few years, and this was a target, bringing Michael in as a coach and getting the right team of people around and try to get to Sigerson and be competitive on it, and very much competitive on the evidence today.
Yeah, well, when we spoke with Michael in his first year, we had a plan which was to get to Sigerson within 2 years. And he's achieved that, and to get there and be competitive, and really this has exceeded our greatest expectations, to be into an All-Ireland semi-final next week. And how many players can say they've got to play in an All-Ireland semi-final? It's fantastic for all the lads.
Yeah, you've been following the lads this year and their Sigerson journey and in the league games as well. It's a big, big panel, and they're a great bunch of guys by the looks of things.
Yeah, and it's not just on today. You could see it on the dugouts. Both dugouts actually were very full of huge commitment from all the guys involved. But it's been like that all year. Training. If you went out on any of the training sessions with the lads, and really cold, wet winter's evenings in LYIT, and the lads all turn up. There's been great turnout at training, and there's a great team spirit with these guys. So fantastic for them, and really want to wish them all the best of luck on Wednesday.
Yeah, and listen, a lot of them will be back in class tomorrow, so they will. But there'll be a good vibe now around the LYIT in the next few days.
Yeah, it was kind of, the timing was unfortunate for the last game, because actually we were right in the middle of exams. Those guys were performing last weekend, and some of them were coming back to do exams on Monday and Tuesday. Which is really tough on them. So it'll be brilliant buzz. Place will be packed tomorrow morning. Car park will be packed. The college will be buzzing, and there'll be a wonderful buzz around the place tomorrow morning.
Just finally, there's another side to this. The LYIT is now on the sporting map, and obviously you're looking for young men and young women to come and do their third level education in Letterkenny. And when you've got a team performing like this now at a national level, it all bodes well and it all helps, Billy.
It really does. We've actually just launched our new scholarship scheme for next year. People who are Leaving Cert students considering applying to college, CAO, right now we have scholarships for men's and ladies in Gaelic, men's and ladies in soccer, hurling, as well as we've just introduced scholarships in basketball, men's and ladies. So 7 competitive team sports, all offering scholarships, but this will be a huge boost. And the call to action there for players, if you want to come and play Sigerson, come to LYIT, fill out your CAO form, and we'll see you there next year.